Okay, so now, what is your name, sir?
My name is Ibrahim Saeed Abdi.
Abdi. Okay, who's gonna do that? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Luke Awanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
Thank you, brother. Mr. Abdi, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir, I hear you.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Ibrahim Abdi, 281186.
Thank you, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, thank you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 19th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Abdi?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
One second.
The question is, we don't see an attorney with you, so are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Abdi and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Okay.
Is that a yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
I do, and I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Yes, sir.
In the warrant, but not documented, on page one under other, is a V-grade discharge letter.
Okay, I've made that amendment. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Abdi, we're going to continue with your hearing. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the two allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and Havelock's are probably about to lapse in criminal ways or companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate in, or complete substance abuse programming at the VBRE or CBM program on or about October 17, 2018, as directed verbally and in writing by Parole Officer Abbott on September 14, 2018. Mr. Abdi, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of Senior Parole Officer Bork and Parole Officer Abad, by failing to report to MRC, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, as directed verbally and in writing on October 23rd, 2018, you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Abdi, is this true or false? Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Abdi's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and all of Ms. Gilmore-House. Okay, Mr. Abdi, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in this detail. Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Abdi was released from ADC custody on 6/11/2018 and arrested on 11/1/2018 by the Arizona Department of Public Safety. No new charges noted at that time. He was returned back to ADC custody on 11/1/2018 with an adjusted CACD of 7/17/2019 with 9 abscond days. Current convictions, 2013, organized retail theft, 1 year. 2014, burglary third degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2013, trafficking and stolen property, 11 months, 15 days. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3. He does not have a substance abuse score. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with possession of a communication device noted. Other arrest, 2014, burglary third degree, Arizona pending charges. He has a GB score of G2, V3.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Abdi. I'm going to make a review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Transitional Living Communities on July 9, 2018. You're approved to reside at Phoenix Oasis in Phoenix. On July 30, 2018, you're approved to reside at 802 North 30th Street, apartment 1032 in Phoenix. Then on September 14, 2018, you were placed at Vivre Recovery RCMBM in Phoenix. On October 23, 2018, you were staffed and placed at MRC. And then you failed to report as directed with no residence approved. So where were you for the 9 days you're missing, sir?
I was with my girlfriend's house, and I was in relation to my parole officer, but he will give me an appointment to see him, but I won't make that appointment because I get arrested before the appointment.
Okay, sir.
But I will never make the appointment with my parole officer.
Thank you, sir. Did you have work any time that you were on community supervision?
He didn't put me on the community supervision, but I had my own job, and they told me you don't have to work 3 months, you have to finish the program. And I already finished the abuse classes in the sex program, and I was in the middle of it, the program. And I can do 16 hours job and program, and I would like to keep my job so I can get my car and my own family. I have 20 years old son on the street. His mom is on the street, and she became a hooker. I was stressed. So I had a problem with myself. I would like to give my appreciation. My family is on the street.
and it should be critical, it should be holding up with this program,
Okay, sir, thank you for telling us your struggles while you're on committee supervision. I do note that you were assigned to the Treatment Assessment Screening Center for random drug testing. You had several negatives. Some cases where no sample was collected, but you did have a positive for marijuana on August 31st, 2018. It looks like that you were staffed and you self-admitted to using alcohol and marijuana on September 10, 2018. So what happened with the marijuana and the alcohol use, sir? So you're going to have to speak a little closer to your phone. I cannot understand you very well.
Yes, I dropped five minutes and I called my brother and said, I'm coming home. I told him a while and I left. He said, don't see me, I see him, and I brought him here in front of him. And he gave me a challenge. He said, next time, don't do it no more. I promise you I can do it again.
Okay, sir. What caused the Arizona Department of Public Safety to make contact with you when you were arrested on your warrant? Yes, the Arizona Department of Public Safety, the state troopers, arrested you for your warrant. What caused them to make contact with you?
I don't know. I let them know, I say, I don't know if I have a warrant or not, but I got a warrant, so I don't want them to come catch me on a warrant. If you please call the police and check, he say, I'm the police, and he checked my paper and he said, you don't want it to be ocean. I told myself, no prayer has to.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from my fellow board members. Mr. Abdi, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us.
At the end of the day, he was
was given several different places to live and offered programming, both at Libre and MRC, and it just did not work out. I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3113. A discussion with Mr. D, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. D was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he had lapsed or was about to lapse in a familiar way as your company.
Second.
Great.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Nia, here upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. D, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about July 17, 2019, which is in about 7 months. So we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We recognize that community supervision did not go well for you. We certainly want to see you succeed when you return to the community. So again, please take advantage of this time to have a good plan. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. D, please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay.